Hey, good Friday to you with Prairie Public Music News. I'm Eric Detheridge. 3,333. That's been the maximum amount of songs that you can download from Spotify to your phone, tablet, or PC for offline listening on up to 3 devices. They seem a tad bit obsessed with that number 3, right? Well, lots of users griped at the limit, and it looks like the streaming giant has listened. Spotify is now allowing up to 10,000 offline tracks, a nice even number per device, up to 5 devices, back to odd. So maybe it'll make you feel more like you have an actual physical product instead of just renting a song. Well, if you ever had the urge to explore brotherly hate relationships in rock and roll, think Don and Phil Everly, Chris and Rich Robinson of the Black Crowes, not to mention Ray and Dave Davies, or is it Davis, of the Kinks, well, you're not alone, armchair psychologist, because Lena Dunham of Girls fame has announced that she is going to host a psychological exploration of Noel and Liam Gallagher. She'll be joined by Aussie musician Ben Lee in LA November 18th for, are you ready for it, a Champagne Super Analysis. Now, apparently, Lena and Ben had a deep Twitter conversation, if that's possible, last month about the Oasis siblings. The actress says, by the way, she's firmly in Noel's camp. No word yet if the Gallaghers themselves will participate. Well, it's been 50 years since Electric Ladyland by the Jimi Hendrix Experience was given to the world, and to celebrate legacy, we'll be releasing a 3-CD, 6-LP boxed set on November 9th. The set was remastered by Bernie Grundman, who did an analog direct-to-disc vinyl transfer of the original album. September 14th, 1955, a day that will live in rock infamy as Little Richard invented a wop-a-ba-loo-bop a lop bam boom at a New Orleans bar where he recorded a loud and lewd version of Tutti Frutti. He immediately went to the studio to record it. Birthdays today, late guitarist and plane crash victim Steve Gaines of Lynyrd Skynyrd, Los Lobos sax man and producer Steve Berlin, and, oh, what could have been? We will never know. The late Amy Winehouse. And that's a wrap for Music News for Prairie Public. I'm Eric Detheridge. Have a great weekend and rock on.